Do you invest in mutual funds or ETFs? It can be like pulling teeth to find out how much you pay in advisor fees.
This is Journal Report. Timely topics, important information. From the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to the Journal Report. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. If you're not an investor in individual stocks, but instead invest in mutual funds or exchange-traded funds, there are certain fees that you pay, like management fees or financial advisor fees. These fees can add up, and many would-be investors shop around for the lowest fees before they commit to a fund. Finding out what those fees are can be beyond frustrating, as Wall Street Journal reporter Andrea Fuller has found out. So, Andrea, you were attempting to find out what your annual fees were, isn't that right?
That's correct. I had been invested with my advisory firm for a number of years, and I had long since forgotten what I was paying in fees. And this is a bit embarrassing if you work at the Wall Street Journal, because it came up with some editors who were discussing fees. And I said, well, I don't actually know what I pay.
And what was their reaction?
We'll go find out. And so I set out on a quest to find out what I actually paid in fees, not with the intent of necessarily writing about it, but with the intent of saving face and not being ashamed of my place in the newsroom.
So the first step you took was going online?
Yes. And so I am not disclosing here which firm I use because of our standards and ethics rules. But I went to that firm's website and I looked in my documents section. I've seen this before. There are periodic statements and reports. And I thought, oh, well, the fees will be on some document here. And I didn't see them. And I thought, well, perhaps I'm just being inept. And so I decided to give them a call on the 1-800 number that was listed on the website.
All right. You called up customer service. And
yeah.
Really, these are two words that should strike terror in the hearts of anyone with a pulse. Tell us what happened.
Yes. As somebody who spends a lot of time arguing about package delivery,
right,
I thought that this would be a easier, more fulfilling customer service experience. But quickly, I learned that I was wrong. The first guy I talked to said, oh, you just pay $125 a year. That's your only fee. And I said, well, that doesn't seem right. From what I know about fees, you charge me a percentage of my assets.
Yeah, it's like less than 1% or something. Yeah,
something like that. I knew it was in the ballpark of 1%. And he said, no. That's not it. And I was deeply suspicious. And I said, well, is this the only fee? And he says, well, your account, the funds you're invested in, has internal fund fees. So each fund you're invested in is going to have its own expenses. And I said, okay, well, how do I find those? And so he takes me this place on the website and that place on the website, and they're nowhere to be found.
So he couldn't help you on this. So what did he suggest that you do?
Well, he says, why don't you just go to Yahoo Finance?
Yahoo Finance?
And I'm like, I'm investing with you. I'm paying you. You can't tell me what these are. That's why you're my advisor. So it doesn't seem that he knows, and I'm getting pretty frustrated. And I say, okay, well, thanks anyway. Time to go.
At this point, I would ask you another question, but we really ought to take a break.
Okay.
I'm speaking with Andrea Fuller of the Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to the Journal Report.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Thanks for listening, everyone. All right, Andrea, you sort of met a dead end with his first advisor. Did they try to help and send you emails with an answer to your question?
Well, eventually they did call me back. Around that time, it also reached out to another advisor. My advisory firm has somebody that I meet with periodically to do portfolio reviews, and I had found his name and sent him an email. So around this time, I start getting calls back from the first guy I talked to, I think was pretty freaked out because I seemed annoyed.
Right.
And,
how dare you?
While, you know, your package delivery company may not care whether or not you use them, your investment advisory firm certainly does.
Right.
And so he called me back, and his supervisor called me, and I said, okay, I'm going to talk to this guy. And he says, okay, well, the supervisor tells me that my overall management and advisory fee is 0.85. So that was the number I'd been looking for.
Yeah, the annual fee, the overall annual
the
fee.
The overall annual fee.
Okay.
And the other fees were in a range of 0.4 to 0.8. And I said, okay, well, what is it? Is it 0.4 or 0.8? Those are different numbers.
Sure.
If I had millions of dollars, that would be a lot. I don't. I'm a Wall Street Journal reporter.
Right.
But in theory, it there's a big difference.
Sure.
And he said, well, go to Morningstar and just look up the individual
funds. Morningstar.
Fund. And it's like, you can't tell me. And he said, oh, well, actually, no, I found it here. It's 0.55.
So that he said was a moderate risk, something like that?
Yes, that's because I'm in a moderate risk portfolio.
Right, okay.
Given my investment needs and desires. But that fee would have been a lot higher if I were in a more aggressive portfolio and lower. It's just an average. That number will change.
So are they trying to say that you really pay a bunch of fees? You have this annual fee of 0.85%,
right.
And you've got... I mean, however, depending on however many funds you're in, you've got these internal fees, these individual internal fees. Is that the way this works out?
Right. And I don't think most people know that. I didn't. I'm not a money investing reporter here. Even I work at the Wall Street Journal. I have some understanding of these things, but this is not what I cover. This isn't my beat.
Right.
I specialize in data-driven mm-hmm. investigations.
Yeah.
So what... I learned is, yes, there's your overall fee, but then each fund you're invested in has its own separate expenses. And so those can add up to be quite a lot. 0.55 was almost as much as 0.85.
Sure.
And then I eventually heard back from the advisor I emailed, and he says, well, it's 0.5. And I said, oh, no, this other guy says it's 0.55. And he says, no, it's 0.5. You're in the moderate conservative portfolio. And I said, well, this other guy says I'm in the moderate portfolio. It was, it was a classic customer service experience. And it turned out, yes, it was an average of 0.55. And after all this, I went to a coworker, and I talked about this experience, and folks asked me to write this up because they thought it would be illuminating to readers. And I went back in the context of being a reporter, to the spokeswoman for my firm and said, okay, I'm going to write about this. Is there anything I should know? Can you get me that document that tells me what these internal fees are?
And a client-approved document.
The client-approved document. And she says, 0.55 is correct, but I still haven't seen any documentation of this. And... she showed me where the 0.85 number is, but that's on a sort of a web page for new clients. It wasn't on any of the documents I was originally looking at in the document section of my website.
Right.
So I would have seen it if I were enrolling in a new investment account. But since I had done this a number of years ago, I wasn't thinking to look there.
Yeah. So... you're still waiting for the documents. There's still no official approval.
And
so.
It's not clear whether they exist. And the answer for, I think, people is that they probably do have to go to Yahoo Finance or Morningstar and look up what funds they're invested in and what the internal expenses of those funds are.
Andrea Fuller, reporter for The Wall Street Journal, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
And that's this edition of the Journal Report. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
Ambition comes with earbuds. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.